Welcome to the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. You must be pretty awesome, you know? You must be a pretty good person if you're here listening to our podcast.
Must be That's a cool dude or cool chick.
Yeah. You're looking for some luck at the podcast. You know what? Season's about to kick off, or it is already kicked off where you live. Good luck to you. Luck of the podcast. Welcome back. Get yourself a kill cap. We should do something for everybody that buys like one of our hats and post a picture of like a successful hunt, like with whatever critter you shot. We should do some sort of
post it on Facebook and Instagram. We can do it right on there.
Yeah. Tag us in your stories and then we'll file them that way. And we'll make like a, you know, on the Instagram page, how you can do like, there's a little circle, like stories for the year or whatever.
Yep.
We'll do like 20, 21 kills.
Yep.
And then we'll
do a recap of all the kills and stuff.
Yeah. They're kind of neat.
Absolutely.
You have to have working class bow hunter merch on.
Yeah.
And we'll just pick a winner at the end of the year. We literally just thought of that on the fly.
It's a great idea.
It's what we do.
Hey.
Do we ever plan anything out?
Not really. No. We need to do a better job. Just a bunch of idiots. This podcast is recorded in South Dakota goat camp, goat slash mule deer camp. So during this episode, this is not a studio quality show. You can actually hear the faint rumblings of a generator running in the background, running our equipment and a freezer. But hey, we're just a bunch of wage brains just making do with what we got. And
that's right.
This is a podcast where, if nothing has ever accurately explained what the ups and downs and the mental game of bow hunting are, you're going to really tell that I'm in that mind state during the recording of this podcast. I had some crazy stuff happen to me, and we all kind of ate some humble pie on this trip.
We did, for sure.
We'll have a follow-up podcast for the last couple days of camp after this was recorded, and you can definitely hear I'm in a slump in the bow hunting game. Slump, but like positive in a weird way. I can't explain it. You just got to hear it for yourself. You'll think I'm full shit. I don't know what else to say.
You're definitely in a weird...
Who wouldn't be, though?
Right.
You know?
Whatever. I mean, I think everyone would be.
It's kind of... It's getting awesome now. But you'll hear that. You'll hear that I'm in like a weird spot mentally, which is kind of... I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
It happens.
The podcast is brought to you by HHA Sports, and you can save yourself some money on an HHA rest or site using code WCB15. Super thankful for their partnership and everything they're about. American made. They support our veterans. And it's just good products. Also, Scent Crusher. And I'm sick. I apologize if you can hear the nasally and sniffles in my voice. Scent Crusher, we should be running the room clean right now to help kill the germs in the air so nobody else gets sick. You want to plug that in there, Eric?
I didn't do that.
Get the new room clean. The Halo Series products are out. Oh. I had the roller bag in goat camp, and you just charge that up, and you don't need electricity to actually run your ozone generator, so that's pretty awesome. So check out Scent Crusher. We have our new rapid mobile shower. That's Working Class Bowhunter Edition. If that is something you're interested in, you can wear that to wherever you're hunting, and your work clothes or your camo, and eliminate scent while you're getting there. Podcast also brought to you by Loophole Optics. Thermoset. Thermoset decided to make a code for you fine people. WCTS will save you some money on Thermoset. And we got some working class bowhunter edition Thermosets. We should see about getting more of those. Maybe put them on the store. Let us know if that's something you're interested in getting. Victory Archery. This, if nothing explains the power of Victory Arrow, then what happened to me rolling an antelope like you shot it with a rifle. I'm shooting the RIP TKOs, if you're curious. And I had on the end of those the Slick Trick Raptor Trick 100 grain because I know I'm going to get questions about it. I've already got questions from the Buckstorm video. Someone said, what heavy-ass broadheads were you shooting? And
Damn thing did a cartwheel.
Yeah, it did a full-blown front flip is what it did. Podcast also brought to you by Gator Outdoors.
Dingo 20.
Outfitting the working class. They made a code for our listeners, WCB10. So that's a lifestyle brand and also a retailer. You can get all your favorite brands at Gator Outdoors. We were wearing on this hunt, and you'll watch on the Buckstorm videos, we're all wearing the True Timber Strata camo. Really like that. It's super affordable. You can get into like a full new suit for, I mean, $150 can get you into some good camo, a good quality camo. And we get all of ours through Gator Outdoors, and you have the option of getting Gator Outdoors printed on it if you want, or even working class stuff printed on it. You just got to let them know.
Represent.
Elite Archery, all shooting the cures, code WCB, everything outdoor group products. Big time. The code, sorry for the sniffles, the code WCB2020 gets you 20% off all products on Big Time.
And they're doing a bunch of giveaways right now, so if...
Yeah, we should read that off. You got that handy?
I do not.
I can pull it up.
Sorry, let me pull it up.
Hopefully
too.
This podcast launches in time for that. I always hate when people do that. You know, Stiffles, how are you?
Hello there, friend.
Big Time's Instagram countdown to October giveaway. This is the Illinois version. 4 bags of Buck Brunch, 2 Foundation Clover, 2 Clover Select, 3 Last Stand, 1 Grow Your Own Luck shirt, and then a patch hat, Big Time patch hat. Check them out. And Old Barn Taxidermy. They're doing something now. If you shoot a deer and you take it to Old Barn Taxidermy and you say, hey, I heard about Old Barn Taxidermy on Working Class Bowhunter, and they go, oh, you don't say. We're just going to put your name in this little drawing of Working Class Bowhunter listeners, and at the end of the season, we'll pick a winner for a free shoulder mount next year.
That's right.
So if you are a listener, obviously if you're listening, you're a listener, and you are successful, take it to Old Barn, say, hey, I listened to those drunk idiots on Working Class. Can you put me in their drawing? They'll go, sure. Yep, they are drunk idiots.
I guess.
Name goes down, and then you could win a shoulder mount for next year.
We already have one guy that submitted one, right? Is taking one there?
I would say 1 to 3 right now. I mean, seasons are just kicking off, so get in there and get it done. Your chances should be good. There's only like 10 people that listen to this, so you have like a 1 in 10 chance.
I'm gonna put my name in that drawing this year.
Hey, fuck them.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's what it is. Doug, you have a veteran shout out.
I do. This one was submitted by Cody Blackburn, and the veteran is Max Fulmer. He's in the U.S. Navy. Says, hello, my shout-out would be for my great-grandpa. He served in World War II and is turning 101 this year. Damn. He is amazing and was playing golf at least once a week until last year. He doesn't hunt, but I just wanted to give him a shout-out. So, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thanks for your service, man.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for reading that, Doug. Veteran shout-out. WorkingClassBowhunter.com, contact tab. There's a veteran shout-out form if you would like to submit one. That was a quick one.
Yeah.
It's a nice little here it is. Please read it.
101 years old. Jesus.
That's nuts.
That's crazy. I couldn't even imagine that.
Way more of a badass than we'll ever be.
Yep. We'll still be podcasting, right?
101?
That's a long time to podcast.
You have to get an Uber to get to the studio.
We'll just like...
We'll be flying cars by then.
We'll all be robots by then.
Robotic legs.
Your head will just roll here in like a glass container with air.
I mean, it is 2020. How come we don't have teleportation yet, you know?
Dude, fix... Yeah, someone get on that.
I always picture it like... Remember Halo 1?
Those
like purple things that you walk into and then you appear. That's how I always picture it.
You think that's how it's going to work?
I hope so.
It should. Yeah.
You're going to have to like type in where you're going and then walk through.
I think you just think about where you're going and then it just
works.
Like a drone just like drop me in.
Yeah. Or you would set up like different ports. Like, hey, this one takes me to the studio. This one takes me to the woods.
The bar.
You know. Mm.
Going to the bar at 101.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, this has nothing to do. Well,
what the hell are we talking about right now?
Keep us young. I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast. This trip started off with me getting a ticket. I wasn't drunk driving.
About that.
But me getting a speeding ticket with the podcast trailer going through Iowa. Got a ticket. And that's how this whole trip started.
No warning, huh?
I was going pretty fast.
All
right.
Yeah.
Iowa, the area.
I think I was sleeping in the back and I just heard a. Oh, shit, he just went through the ditch.
Yeah.
And I woke up, I'm like,
well,
who did?
Normally, it's like a 70 mile an hour, but I think we were in a 65 or a 55. It seemed like it should have been 70, but I was pushing my luck. He clocked me at 81. But he only wrote it down for 5 over. Good dude.
Good dude. Great dude. Did you pay that?
I paid it today.
Did you listen to the podcast? Unfortunately not. Obviously.
I don't know. He might know.
It's like, dude, you could have cut me some slack. I'm a big deal. My face is on the trailer.
We're going to talk about you.
No, he's like, you're going to hear about this one, boy. No, he was good. He was really nice.
Super nice, dude.
He's like, where are you going? I was like, South Dakota. He's like, I got family in South Dakota. Good luck on your hunt. Here's a ticket. I'm like, thanks, asshole. And we're on our, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. He was a good dude, actually. All right. Here's the podcast. Hope you enjoy.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
We're here in South Dakota in the what's this thing? The stabbing cabin, the full penetration unit,
the latte lounge.
Does this have an official name yet?
We kind of picked the latte lounge just because, like, right now we're drinking Bush lattes.
Right. Okay. So let me lay this out first for people who don't know, and I probably already did this in the pre-intro, but we're with Buckstorm in your guys' home state, so you guys got the home turf. But no, great dudes. If you haven't checked out Buckstorm, check them out. Jeremy. Travis.
What's up?
And Austin.
How's it going?
So I've hunted with Jeremy and Austin in Colorado for elk before, and then last year, Travis and Jeremy, same camp we're in now, and now all three of you guys are in camp with us, so it's
finally all got
and Eric's
together.
Here.
Yeah, and I'm here.
And Papa Dave's here, but he's sleeping in the tent.
He's already snoozing.
Having a nap.
So having a lot of fun. But anyway, we're in the Latte Lounge, which is a pop-up camper with a lift kit.
An off-road pop-up camper.
A lift kit. I mean, the whole... Describe this thing. It's badass.
It's just the hunting rig. It's the Buckstorm hunting rig. And actually, we got to get a Sharpie out because every time somebody kills something, we got to sign the table.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
Anytime in camp. And right now, it's 100%. We haven't went on a hunting trip with it without killing something.
Okay, cool. Well, then this kind of gets to our next section. I don't know what we decided on yet, the time of recording this podcast, on what the title is, but I'm sure there's something. This is kind of like a two-kill story podcast. It's either like Billion Dollar Arrow.
I want to be a cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy. That's the theme song of this whole camp for some reason. It's our. I don't know what it is. But there's a lot to talk about already, and it's day two.
Yeah, a lot.
Or we call it Wall Drug because we've seen enough of them signs on the way.
Yeah, there's only like 300 of them in South Dakota.
You guys weren't supposed to be here till today. He said you're staying in Wall Drug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to go there.
You're like, hey, just so you know, they don't have drugs there. I'm like, oh.
That changed everything.
Well, that's a bummer.
We turned around.
Yeah, that's a bummer. We'll be right there. So, did they sell beer at Wall Drug?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bush
Free
Light?
Ice water, too.
They have five cent coffee.
That's right. We see it on the sign.
And donuts.
I heard it's a national treasure.
Yeah. There's a dinosaur there, too.
Damn.
Like an actual dinosaur?
Real.
Something like that, yeah.
So
you can
take
a picture.
Do we just jump right into these stories from yesterday? Or where do we start?
I don't really remember what happened before.
I mean, I guess we could just dive in. What the heck?
Yeah, so, okay, let's just dive in. We did a couple, we went after a few goats in the morning.
Right away in the morning.
Eric, you went first, and you went in after a big boy. And for anyone that's never antelope hunted, you don't realize how unachievable it feels sometimes with a bow. Doesn't it feel impossible?
It feels impossible because like literally every antelope is out in the middle of nowhere on flat ground.
Yeah.
So that it almost seems like it's impossible to even think about
sneaking
up on.
Yeah, this is your first time ever hunting antelope, so you
Absolutely.
Have a fresh take on it.
Yep.
And that's accurate. They're always in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
No cover to get to them, and you got to be able to shoot far.
They make you feel like you suck.
Oh, it's a humbling experience.
I've ate
some humble pie. First day in.
And most of the time, too, like, I've been mule deer hunting, and that's like, you're going after one deer. With antelope, there's like 10, 12 deers, sets of eyes looking at you when you're trying to stalk these fuckers.
Especially
in the wide open.
Right, in the wide open.
A lot of eyes.
Especially this year's dry.
You're trying to hide behind, like, just blades of grass that are 6 inches taller than the rest of the blades of grass.
Or hide behind the guy with the decoy that's right in front of you if you're shooting.
Yep, and then you're trying to, like, work the wind, which is... It's been really windy out here. It's really windy midday, and then it dies down.
Yep.
And then it gets really windy midday again. Yeah. Is that pretty common?
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, it usually dies down in the evenings, but it's kind of hit or miss.
Okay,
it's been pretty windy, though.
We got some GSM signal coming through from the old phones here. I'm going to
Do I have a Busch Light or Busch Latte?
We have a lot of Busch Light.
But it's a latte lounge, so it's a latte.
So here's what's crazy about this story, right? So
yeah, you're right.
I want to add in that I've been looking forward to this camp, and I've already had a great time. I've been looking forward to this camp since we left last year. I love antelope hunting. I think it's a great time. I love that it's mostly action, right?
There's a lot of action.
A lot of action.
Compared to other hunting.
Right. I mean,
there's some times where it's slow, but...
Right.
Sometimes it's bad action, but there's always action.
Right.
Well,
right.
Last year when you got back, you're like, you got to come next year.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to me, yeah.
For sure.
So I was like, I'm in.
So we make a couple failed stalks on some three or four. Probably yesterday morning is the first day. Three?
Yeah.
Three, probably.
I don't want to say failed because it's not really... It's you don't feel like you failed. You're kind of like, damn, that was fun. Let's go find another one.
Yeah, for sure.
So you don't have like the feeling of failure. That's probably a bad way to put it. But unsuccessful stalks.
There it is.
There you go.
Yep.
So we get going, and we're hunting what they call walk-in, right? Or is it walk-on?
Walk-in.
Walk-in, which is basically private ground that the landowner has basically signed up to let people hunt it like it's public.
Yep.
Is that fair?
Yep.
Yep, 100%.
And then there's BLM, and there's different types of government ground we can hunt.
Yep.
Bureau of Land Management. Let's just...
Black Lives Matter.
It's 2020 right now. Let's get that...
We better clear that up.
They should buy some land out here, though, in protest, because it'd probably make a really big impression, you know?
Right.
But we'll talk about that in another podcast.
It's all landlocked. They'll have to trespass to get to most of it.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good.
Not good around here if you trespass.
Not good for the home team over there. So anyway, we find some goats that are, like, fairly close to the road and fairly stalkable. So... My dad grabs his bow. I grab my bow. He's like, well, if it's a little further shot, you come with. Because my dad's, he just doesn't want to shoot that far. He doesn't have the room to practice that far, whatever. I've been practicing long range shots. And really, if you ask anybody that's bow hunted antelope, you got to be able to shoot far accurately if you want to have a fighting chance in this ball game. So we go in, and Jeremy's got the decoy. My dad's behind him with his bow. And then I'm behind my dad. We're all in a line to try and hide behind this decoy. Well, we had a good wind. The wind was, like, perfect right out the gate.
Right, yeah.
Then we get into, like, this cut, and then you're like, fuck, the wind's changing.
It changed. It always does. And for a flat prairie, it's crazy how different it can be over one little hill.
Yeah, almost 180.
Yep.
So now it's kind of like a quartering wind for these goats. And we say goats because it's just easier than saying antelope. But so they're working over.
And I think... We were planning on waiting them out because they were kind of walking in our direction.
Yeah.
Not popping up the decoy. And I think when your dad moved his bow, it was up above his head, and I don't think he noticed. And I think that's when they caught a little movement.
They all basically got on death comp 5 alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was like, they caught movement. Let's make them think it's a goat.
Yep.
They're rutting.
You got no choice sometimes. You got to put the decoy up.
Yep. So they were pretty far. My dad's like, hey, I don't want to do that. Why don't you go ahead and shoot? Or, you know, if you can shoot, you know.
Right.
And then it's kind of getting like now or never.
Yeah, they were getting a little iffy. They were curious, but...
They're getting now or never. I draw, settle in on this buck. And it's on film, and we'll get to this here in a second. I'm on him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to let it go. Just let everybody know, especially Jeremy's filming. My dad's kind of off to my side a little bit. I didn't want him to do something crazy last second, you know. I squeeze this shot off. And it's a long shot. And this, no matter how we tell this story, it's not going to do this justice.
Right.
Right.
I squeeze the arrow off. Arrow's in the air. I'm giving the slow-mo step by step because it needs this.
It does. Yes. It absolutely does.
Arrow's in the air. Goat, the goat I shot at, dodges to our right, takes off booking. He's out of there. Well, there's another goat, which I have now named... The button goat, or button doe goat,
yep.
Was 15 foot easy to his left.
It was. Mm-hmm. There was no question in my head, like when you shot, that anything weird was going to happen. They were spread out good.
It wasn't like.
When it wasn't like this one was right behind.
It wasn't like when you see people shoot a rifle, you're like, ooh, you got to wait for that one behind it to clear.
There was
like,
no question.
Yeah. There was none of that. I shoot. This buck dips off to our right. Here comes this button doe, dodging. Arrow still in the air. Center punch, roll, front flip, legs in the air like I shot it with a rifle on the move. And I
rolled it.
And I go, fuck. And my dad goes, yes, you got it. And I go, no, that's not the one. And the look on Jeremy turns around and he goes, what the fuck?
And I sat there for a minute. I'm like,
what just happened?
What happened?
It was crazy.
So to break it down faster for everybody, I shot, the buck jumped my string, ran, I center punched a doe, front flipped it like you shot it with a rifle.
It was a hell of a shot. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have got hit anywhere.
Like I said, the doe intercepted your arrow.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to cry.
It was iffy there for a minute. I didn't know what to say.
First of all, I felt so terrible. I didn't know how do you wrap your head around that?
Yeah, it's tough. One in a billion, man. One in a billion.
Have you ever seen anything like that ever happen? Like, in anything?
The closest that we've seen is that one that I ended up hitting in the back of the head.
And we'll get to that story, because I want to talk about these animals.
Nothing
fast
like
there.
The chances of mine happening when we get to it is
much better.
Still so much better.
Do you
better.
Think so? Yeah. I don't know. I think they're pretty close.
Right.
They are close, but I mean,
just the odds. I mean, like of hitting, we were a little closer at the time, and it spun into the arrow. This is like one in a billion. Jeremy's is probably like one in 100,000.
Yeah,
and the listeners have to understand that there was some serious distance between each goat.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like that one was right behind it standing there.
Right. So this happened, and I'm like, one, I feel terrible. One, I feel terrible because I wasn't intending for that to happen. Two, I wasn't exactly sure what arrow had hit. I didn't know where it hit. It turns out it was like a 12 ring.
Yeah, it was money.
And I didn't know how to wrap my head around it. We had just drove that whole drive. My goal was to shoot a mature animal versus what I shot last year. And here I am with an animal that I didn't intend to shoot.
Right.
But, dude, I don't know how to...
I didn't know what to do because I didn't know whether to congratulate you on killing a goat, hug you, or laugh. Like, it was just one of those things like, what the fuck just happened?
You were like, what do I do with my hand at this point?
Yeah. I didn't know what I needed.
Me and Eric were like waiting at the truck. Because we didn't want five people sneaking across.
Right, we just hung back.
Yeah, we just hung back. We thought about having a beer, but we didn't.
Thought about it, but
and we were just hanging out. And then Kurt comes walking back. And
well, no, because we seen all three of them come over the hill. And then you guys stopped. You and Papa Dave stopped, and it's just Kurt
comes.
We
were having a discussion
I can see his face like either he missed one or something bad happened. Like, he just looks fucking
pissed.
And in my
head, I was like, I just hope, like, somebody forgot a rangefinder and like they moved and they were going to reposition.
Someone forgot a release.
Something.
We didn't know what was going on when we seen you guys come over the hill and then you guys stopped and just Kurt came. We're like, okay, what is going on right now?
And here's the thing. I know there's people listening going bullshit and that's fine. I get that. Mm-hmm. Because if I was at a bar and told somebody about it, or I say I was at a bar and somebody told me about it, I'd be like, that
bullshit.
Guy's a fucking idiot.
Right.
I'm telling you, I have no way to explain it that I'm spilling it all out right here. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted to cry. Yeah. I felt fucking terrible.
You were so upset.
I felt so terrible about the situation. And then you do the whole thing, the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yep.
It was a long shot. I shouldn't have shot at it.
Shoulda let down. I mean, there's a million things you could
it's
run through your head. But
it's bow hunting.
I shoulda let that goat to the left have 20 more feet. I mean, but then again...
There was
if the goat would have blew out, I would have been like, man, I should have hurried up and pulled the shot when I had the opportunity.
Right.
And he was close to busting us. You know what I mean? So you do that whole dance.
It's just the way it goes.
I feel terrible about it, but the thing is, it was ethical. We went in, we quartered the antelope right there, and we ate it in camp. Dude, we had it actually. We had most of that antelope back in camp, packed up, vac sealed, in the you brought a freezer, Travis.
Deep freeze, yeah.
And we got a generator. So it's frozen right now, and if you can hear the generator running, we apologize, but it's literally running the freezer to freeze the meat that we got in camp. But anyway, had it all loaded up. We had the backstrap, the tenderloins last night for dinner.
Way good.
You want to talk about a good eating?
What'd you say? What do you guys call the backstraps?
The gut steaks? The
gut steaks.
The tenderloins. Tenderloins.
But if you took tenderloins and coated them with gold flake... And then sprinkled like prairie dust or
diamonds.
Musket powder.
Yeah, let's say prairie dust.
Musket powder mixed
fairy
with
dust.
Diamonds.
The fuck is prairie dust?
Let's say fairy dust.
Well, we are kind of in
the was
prairie.
It was prairie dust.
You can go get some right at the door,
dude. You could eat that raw and it'd still be good, probably.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I was in a weird spot yesterday. You know, like
for a little bit. Yeah.
I didn't know how to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then first thing I think, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to tell this on a podcast. Everyone's gonna be like, that guy's a fucking idiot.
I think the funniest thing, too, is like later in the day, Jeremy's like, hey, Kurt, like, are you over this yet? Because, like, I don't know if I should give you shit yet. Yeah. Like, we should start joking around about this.
I want to start making jokes. And for the record, and we haven't posted one. I don't have great service. I haven't posted a photo of me. We took photos with me and the antelope, and I haven't posted them yet. And I don't know if I will because it's not what I intended to shoot. I have the photo. And that might just be a personal weird thing for me that I'll look back on and have a laugh at. But I honestly. If you want to talk shit, but just so you know, you will never be harder on me than I am on myself about that situation.
Right. Absolutely.
So save it and go fuck yourself if that's what you're going to do.
There's a lot of people out there that are going to do that same, not the exact same thing, but something similar, and they're going to leave that shit out in the field and keep hunting. So you did the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I mean, that's the thing. Here's what I look at it as. I'm like, well, this is meant to be in a way, like, because my dad has a tag. Eric, you have a tag.
Yep.
Neither one of you guys have killed an antelope. That's my second antelope and two arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was like some sort of like sign from
weird
above.
Juju
that's why
that it was meant to be. Or what?
Dude, I don't know. I don't
some
know
weird
how else
witchcraft
to,
shit.
I don't know how else to explain it.
It's time for you to ride the pine,
dude. Yeah. Yep. And so I'm guide. I'm decoy boy. Call me decoy boy.
Or the mule. You were the mule yesterday carrying the.
Oh, yeah. Ground blind.
Ground blind.
Ground blind and shitbag junior.
Yep. Speaking of that, junior. You guys had a pretty good morning today.
Yeah,
eventful morning.
Yeah, so after I got done crying, wiped up my tears, and ate my tenderloins, which was maybe a lot happier, yesterday afternoon, we went into a spot that, Travis, you pre-scouted, and there was a bunch of goats in, and we put a blind up.
Yeah.
And you got a so when we say shitbag, we're talking about a goat we stalked I don't know how many times last season, and we couldn't get within like 100 yards of him. And, you know, knowing what I know now, I should have just shot an arrow in his general direction. He might have just jumped into the fucking thing.
Absolutely.
But,
just fucking wing it from now on.
Yeah, dude,
that's
like, what'd you call it? Flock shooting?
Flock shooting. Flock shooting goats.
It's fucked up.
That is bad.
It's fucked up. Hey, at least it died quick. But, so shitbag was this goat we named, and we kind of talked about shitbag for a year. So you got this decoy. You got to tell the story about Cabela's. Will the dude listen?
No.
Probably not, but anyhow, I
don't think he fucking cares.
I'm going to shit on him anyway.
He can't afford to listen, all right? He couldn't afford to hunt.
Yeah.
I'm like, we need a 3D decoy because you put a 3D decoy in front of a ground blind, you got a shot. And I'm looking around. I'm like, Cabela's, they got them. So I look. It says limited availability. So I go into Cabela's in Rapid City. I'm like, hey, perfect. They should have one. Get in there. Ask for. I'm like, hey, you got this? I'm standing there talking to the guy. He's like, yeah, they're right here. Archery targets. I'm like, those are archery targets, not decoys. He's like, well, this is. Let me get some help for you. And I'm standing there talking to this guy. I look over. It's right in front of me. He insisted that the guy had to come help me. Still, I'm like, that's fine. Whatever.
So he had to wait.
So I just waited. I'm like, hey, is this? He's like, yep. I'm like, thanks. Thank you, sir. Got it. Also online, the picture looks way better than the actual decoy.
Hey, it turned out kind of cool.
And I'm like, $180.
That's a lot of money.
Should probably get you a little nicer quality decoy.
A little extra foam.
But
you know what?
Spins.
We ended up naming him Shitbag Jr. Just
it's
because
like,
SPJ.
It's the SPJ. It's like if antelope was on Atkins diet for too long.
Yep, it's like a. It's not really a 3D. It's like a 1.5 to 2D.
It's 2D and like 3/4.
Yeah, 2.2D. Yeah.
It's 2.2D.
Yeah,
it's like Nintendo.
It's like a bra size.
Yeah. It's a. If it was a boob, it'd be a real healthy B.
Yeah,
it's a boob.
You know what I mean?
Just one boob.
It'd be a B for sure.
I don't know where I pulled that out of.
I don't either.
Hey, listen, I'm in a weird spot right now. All right,
you're still thinking. Yeah.
I am kicking my own ass. But so boob jokes make me feel better.
Yes.
Moral of that story.
Who doesn't like boobs?
B cup shitbag the goat decoy.
Yep. The goat decoy.
He's got a full name now,
dude.
Shitbag boob, junior.
So there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
So we haul this decoy out. I think that's what we're getting to, right?
This
part of the story.
Yeah.
Where we set up the ground blind, I think, right?
Well, yeah, we go look for some other antelope, and we're kind of pissing around. Like, we're just scouting, you know, having a good time. Then we get to this spot. You're like, hey, I think you guys should go set up a blind out here. We strap a shit bag B cup decoy on my back, and I'm carrying the ground blind with a chair, and I'm guide now. I'm the mule.
Yeah, you were a freaking pack mule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's I think we mapped it. My dad mapped it today. It's it's over a mile and a half back there, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
It's about like, with just nothing, just walking, we timed it. It's like a 35-minute walk.
Yep.
So, I mean, pretty far when you're carrying that much shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So we get back there, set up the blind, throw the decoy in the blind, and then this morning, Papa Dave and I went out, set the decoy up, windier than shit, so this thing's like a big propeller, because he's got this, like, stake he can swivel on. So I'm, like, trying to, like, it's in a, we have it set up 100 yards west of a cornfield, and there's a strip of cut wheat. So I'm, like, grabbing clumps of dirt to try to, like, put around the legs. I couldn't get the stake far enough in the ground to have the legs touching the ground. So then that didn't work. So then I just grabbed one of his arrows and stuck it in the ground. So it was, like, blowing up against one of his arrows all shitty, you know. It actually looked okay. And daylight hits. My dad's like, there's an antelope over there, like, straight out from us. And I'm, like, look glassing, you know, got the old Loopholes product plug. And I'm looking, and I'm like, that's a fucking guy over there with a with a non-2.2D decoy. His decoy looked fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think he had a piss-poor execution. Terrible wind, and he's sitting flat on his butt.
Yep.
The whole time right behind his decoy. So I don't know how he's going to get his bow up to shoot.
Right.
He just looked like he just was just there to get away from his wife or something.
Maybe he designed that decoy, and he's just... Like maybe he had a video camera set up and he was trying to prove that
he actually made the
decoy looks so good.
He had
that
a decoy
you can do whatever you want
maybe
behind it.
He's filming promos
because he had an antelope suit on too, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the shirt. Well, that's the thing I could see. I'm like, dude, motherfucker's got a white shirt on. He's glowing over there. It didn't look like an antelope. Mm-hmm. The whole time, that's what I saw first. You could see him with the naked eye, and he was 400 or 500 yards away. And I'm like,
and they're curious animals. I mean, I've occasionally like. You're sitting there and you know your stock's blown and you like have a white shirt on underneath and you like start kind of flopping it around and they'll walk like 40 yards closer, but usually it doesn't ever get them in bow range.
So they're still at a buck 50 at that point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Not bow range. So anyways, right across from us, his wind is blowing into us. Our wind is fantastic.
Blowing right in the corn.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. But in the way we have the decoy set up, it was just perfect for a big old buck to come between us and the decoy to get the wind, mm-hmm. and Papa Dave was supposed to just 25, 30 yards, and then it falls, and we celebrate. So I don't know how many antelope we saw this morning, a ton. Mm-hmm. And it's all public for everybody that's going to judge. Anybody can hunt there if you buy a tag, which is cool. But, yeah, bucks coming in, chasing each other off, big bucks, medium bucks, small bucks, does, all over. But they would come in, catch that guy's wind, like coming into our decoy, catch the guy's wind, get all weird, turn around. So I'm like, oh, come on, man, what the hell?
Yep.
And the dude is like, what kind of bothered me about it, like he had just as much right to hunt there as we did, of course, like anybody could be there. That's cool. But he just like actively just for like, we sat there from daylight till I think close to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he just watched. Mess up a hunt, one after another. I'm like, God, dude, come on, move. I would move for that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, dude, I got a fucked up win for you. I'm gonna dip off over here.
Yeah,
but even if I walked in the morning and like, if it was dark out and set up, and then all of a sudden daylight comes and there's a ground blind out there with a decoy, I'm like, okay, there's obviously people in there.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna redirect at least.
Like, if you're gonna stay in the same field, you're gonna like, okay, let's get our wind right. Maybe I'll swing around and go way on the like north end.
I mean, it was a big enough field. He could have just, I mean, of course, he could have, no problem, he could have hunted. But that, if I was that guy, I would have dipped off a little further and hid.
Was he playing the wind at all?
Fuck no.
It doesn't sound like he was.
No.
He was playing yesterday's wind.
Dude, he was. And he was
got that spray on. He's good.
And he sat on the wrong side of the blind the whole time.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand what he was thinking, but.
But that was a nice buck that came up like 100 yards. It'll be on the video so everyone can see it.
But yeah, he was 107 was as close as he got.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to keep coming, but his does were getting weird about that guy.
Yep.
One, they were smelling him because they were way ahead of the buck, so they were cutting his wind first.
Yep.
And then they do their little blow, what do you call it, like a wheeze or whatever?
Does it have a name?
It's just a...
It's a weird noise.
Okay, I have a question.
Do it once, Eric.
I don't even know what it sounded like. I can't remember. I heard it once the other day.
I couldn't do it, I don't think.
Basically like an alert call. Some people call it a challenge call, but I think the only way it would work is a challenge call is if there was
It's like a doe. When a doe blows at you, but the bucks make the noise,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep. And the does will make the noise sometimes.
Yeah.
But the buck is, like, if you blow a stalk with a decoy, the buck's the one.
It sounds like somebody sneezing off.
That first stalk we did, the buck did it.
Yep.
I'm like, what in the fuck is that? And you're like, that's the buck. I'm like, huh?
So, okay, let me ask you this, because the buck made it, that first buck made a noise, and he bristled up his neck hair.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's a common thing.
And their ass hair.
That's a challenge call.
But he was like, he tilted his head back and did that, and he was walking with his head back, kind of like he was doing that at our decoy.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't tell because one of his does was getting weird because of the other guy over there.
Yeah, it could go either way. They kind of do it both times, but it's more common when they're kind of on edge.
Oh, really?
And they want, like, reassurance that whatever has them on edge is, I think if it was a real antelope, for example, and not a decoy, they'd see it walking. It might do it back, and then it's battle royale.
Oh, right.
But you can't recreate that in a hunting
scenario.
There's no
call. Like, they make one. I never tried it.
They make one?
There's a call. I've heard a few people trying it. It don't work. But It don't work.
Not even if you waited for another antelope to do it first?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's never worked, but I think the odds are not in your favor.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
The odds are never in your favor when you're antelope hunting.
That's a good point.
We were talking yesterday. I'm like, damn, dude, you can just never figure out what antelope are going to do. And you're like, yeah, nobody knows what antelope are going to do.
Nope.
They just move weird. My dad and I were talking in the blind.
They're such a weird creature, man.
They are fucking weird. But we were watching them. I'm like, they're coming this way. Oh, nope. They're going left. Oh, now they're leaving. Nope, they're coming back now. Here they come. Here they go. Oh, no, they're going the other way now. Okay, here they are. They're coming back. And my dad's like, I was watching these three goats way out there. He's like, are they coming? I'm like, yes, no, and maybe. One was facing us, one was facing the other way, and one was like off in no man's land somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're weird as shit.
It's like when we've been hunting them.
They're alien
deer.
We've
been hunting them since, I don't know, 14 years old probably. So 16 years maybe we've been archery antelope hunting.
Yeah. Have you figured them out yet?
No.
Hell no.
They're just like, they're not like a deer. They don't have a specific draw they go bed in or whatever.
They're not patternable.
No.
Their movements aren't predictable.
I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, they hit that water hole. If nobody bumps them, they're going to hit that water hole because that's where they've been drinking. And they probably will. But the day you set up in there, they might be like, eh, fuck it. We're going to go to this water hole over the hill because we just want to today.
Yeah, for no reason.
Or you're like sitting there talking and you're like, hey, you think? Like, what do you think they're going to do? I don't know. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Right.
They don't care. They're not specific to an area.
It's frustrating, but that's what makes it so cool.
Yep.
It is.
What, so, do you want to talk about your buck, your string jump buck?
Oh, the one, yeah.
Because I know we're going to tell the story, but I think this is
kind of collides with yours.
I think it's maybe crazier than mine.
I don't think so, but
I think it's less crazy. But
Austin, you've been quiet. What do you think?
I think they're both pretty crazy, but shit happens when you're archery hunt.
Right. It makes me wonder how many like weird things happen that, you know what I mean?
Like this story doesn't get told.
Yeah. There's no platform.
This is on video too, so there's proof. But I'll just get right into it. We were in a hay field. There's hay bales out there. Single. I think he was by himself, wasn't he?
Yep.
Which is ideal because you can bounce to hay bales.
He's by himself because he got his ass kicked by a big buck.
He 40 sets of eyes staring at you.
So we're hiding behind the hay bale. He was at 60 yards, and this was a long time ago. I had a Diamond Justice, super loud, slow bow.
Known for its speed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Of course.
Lightning.
Yeah,
fast.
If I could get that bow back and hunt with it now, I probably would.
Great carp bow. Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, he comes out feeding 60 yards.
A fast bow for carp.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I shoot, Travis says that the arrow looked like it was going over. I think it was going to center punch him. Anyway, when he took off, he spun away, and as he spun away, the arrow hit him at the base of the skull. So, I mean,
like his brainstem, pretty much.
Yeah, it was right in the bottom, like where their head connects to their spine, is exactly where it hit, and he died before he hit the ground.
I mean, it was unreal to watch. Like, it really was. And it's not how you want it to go down, but it was it ended up being as ethical as it possibly could be.
Yeah, probably more.
But that was probably one of those moments, too, where you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, it was lights out, like, instantly.
And not too long before dark. It was kind of like fourth down, 40 yards to go. Like in the Super Bowl, it was,
and his head intercepted it.
I watched that video, and it's crazy. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, it was wild.
I don't feel like mine is that cool because of the circumstances.
Well, yeah,
of it.
Right.
But it's still kind of cool.
Yeah,
like you know, if you got to admit, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the video is like, I mean, nobody could watch it and not be like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Right.
You know, but
it was insane.
And we'll probably put it out. I'm just still feeling, like, you got to remember, guys, the time of this recording, it's so fresh. I'm feeling weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that you guys understand that.
We're letting you decide whether it's
got me in a weird spot about it.
Give it a few weeks. I'm sure, you'll let the video
I'm sure
out.
We'll launch it. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like people who listen to the podcast and actually know us will get the, like, it was a legit, like, freak deal. What happens is when you put the video out, all of a sudden I'm an asshole.
Yeah, they don't even watch the video. They just like fast forward. They find the shot, they watch it, and they're like, what the heck? And then they comment.
Yeah.
They didn't follow the storyline. They didn't even look into it. You know, they just.
Yeah. Right. Currently, at the time of recording, I'm beating myself up pretty bad about it.
You're better than you were.
I was upset pretty bad at first, man. I wanted to cry. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to cry.
I want to go out on a limb and say, Eric mentioned this earlier, but he was saying how you were like, hey, Kurt, so when's too early to give you shit? I just want to go ahead and say that was like an hour and a half after this happened.
Dude, not even.
Less. We just got back to the pickup.
Oh, yeah.
I think we might have just got back to camp, maybe.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie, for a little bit I wanted to cry.
I had to feel you out. I didn't.
I think I like kneeled down and like had a moment with myself for a second and just stared at the ground. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like over here trying to like validate it, and I'm like, dude, it's all good. And like, I don't know what to say. I'm just saying stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Like, sometimes you like crack jokes and you laugh, and then you forget all, you know, you feel better. So I'm like,
right now,
trying to feel you out, trying to make the situation better.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, I don't know. We're deep enough in this
podcast. If I could take it back, I would, okay?
Right. Hey, it's okay. But, you know, this isn't stuff that gets aired out a lot for like the general non hunter. Mm-hmm. Population, but like, you know, when you were a kid, like you shot a button buck on accident, or you have the situation where you shot a mature doe, and then all of a sudden here comes the fawn or the yearling, and then like you just felt terrible,
right?
Or like just something of that sort that kind of makes you feel a little weird. That, but you know, I mean, you use the resource to the best you can. So
exactly.
It's just we're not monster people for being hunters, and everybody listening understands that. But certain things can kind of put you in a weird spot, especially when it happens like a freak accident. It's kind of the feeling. You ever hit an animal in your car, and you have that like fuck feeling?
Yep.
Because you feel terrible
you
for
feel
what
bad
you hit.
For it.
It's sort of that feeling.
It'd be like hitting a yearling or a fawn with your car. You're like, I wish I would have hit like a 9-year-old doe.
Right.
You know, one that's lived their life.
Right.
It's just one of those things that just goes through your head. Because we're all human.
You just sit there, you drive for a while after it happens, you're like, God damn it.
Yep.
It's kind of that feeling.
It's exactly that feeling.
Is it? Okay. Yep. I didn't know how accurate I was with that, but it's
100%.
If you've never had that feeling, that's kind of what it's like. I don't know. Kind of fucked. But
It could have went a lot worse, though. I mean, you could also made, like, a bad shot. You could have wounded that other,
right?
The one you ended up killing,
right? Yep. Yeah, he could have ducked
ass over a tea kettle. You mean you could have shot it in the ass or in
it
the
looks
guts.
Like someone behind me just smoked it with a rifle.
It does,
yeah.
but yeah, you're right. Like it could have. I could have caught that one in the,
because then you would have beat yourself up even more.
Oh yeah,
so it you got to look more on the other side of it too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. I'm thankful that that's what, dude. I think it was something was meant.
I just want to go out on a limb and say I've shot a fair amount of antelope with a rifle, and I've never rolled one like that.
That was crazy.
It was quite impressive.
So, anyone that says bow hunting is not humane, like, this thing went down hard. I'm speechless.
Yeah, it flipped. All four legs in the air.
It was wild.
Like,
head over heels.
Boom, 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 boom. Yep.
Head over heels, man.
So, crazy string jumpers, man. Speed goat string jumpers.
But that was yesterday. And then today.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about
the ground blind. See, I went back. You can tell it's bothering me. I went back on it.
It's all good.
You've been doing it all day today.
I can't quit
thinking
about it.
He'd be like, I want to be a cowboy. And you'd be like, God damn it, I still feel bad about that goat.
Yeah. I go from singing high to be like, fucking.
Like the highest high to the lowest low in like 3 seconds.
What would Doug say if he was here?
It is what it is. Yes.
I miss Doug.
The old mustache.
Where's he when you need him?
We should just FaceTime him right now so he can be on the podcast with us.
If we had service.
True.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So let's move on to some. That was still positive, but let's move on to super positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, so after our morning of antelope hunting and goat action, Mr. Jeremy learned how to bow hunt again.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
You did it. You know, you know how to bow hunt. You did it right. I did it on accident.
I hit the one I was aiming at.
Yeah. You ever before
shots fired.
I'm gonna get off of like beating myself up mentally about this antelope after I say one thing. If someone's like, Kurt, you ever miss an antelope? Kinda. There it is. Okay.
There it is. Boom.
Let's talk about your story, man.
Alrighty. Austin and I split up from we went three different ways this morning,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, me and Eric went one way, you guys went another way. Did a little deer hunting this morning.
Oh, I thought you guys were together. I guess I didn't pay attention.
No, it was me and Austin went to a different area, Glass for a while in the morning, didn't see anything. Moved on to another area that I've been wanting to go to, but Travis decided to give it to, just dish it off to some strange, yeah, go here. Anyway, we went back. There was another.
He's butthurt.
Not anymore.
They're not strangers. They're friends.
I know, but it
he called it Jeremy's spot all morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy was just mad. The only reason I didn't want to go there is because I knew they'd already been in there that day. Just saying.
Anyway, get to this other spot, and how far did we walk in?
Well, there was already people there.
There was already people there. We talked to them. Yeah, well, they camped right at the spot you park, and the one kid had his first goat, which was cool. It was a pretty nice one.
Oh, really?
And he said his brother had went straight from where they were parked, which worked out in our favor because we went. And, I mean, it's a huge chunk of public. And we talked to him. He's like, yeah, go ahead and go in there. You're not going to bother him because he's coming out soon.
Yep.
So we headed the other direction. And within
the first hilltop we got to.
It was like a quarter mile maybe. Austin spots a buck. We had to do a big loop around to get close to him. And long story short, a doe came through the bottom of the draw and spooked him.
Mm-hmm.
He went who knows where. Came up on another tall point to do some glassing, and we glassed for 30, 40 minutes. Spotted quite a few other bucks and ended up finding the same
buck
that we stalked first. He was
the one that you spooked before?
Yeah, he had to have been a mile and a half out.
Yep.
And both of us
when did you spot him? He was that far?
Yeah,
he was. Where you first jumped him?
Where we spotted him. Like, from where we were sitting to where we glassed. No, he's probably a mile and a half out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
right against Cut Bank.
We came up with a plan. We both were very positive about our plan. Afterwards, now, we both weren't. We discussed that we were both just bullshitting each other.
Right.
Yeah, so this
trying to talk each other into it.
Hey, sometimes confidence is key.
Yeah, and it was a long way. So you get out there and you fuck it up, and it's a real shitty deal.
Because
you got to walk back and think about it the whole time.
So you a lot of times you get mixed up.
Right, like, yeah.
He's right here. You get there and you're like,
you see the comeback from where you're glassing, and then you get down and you're like, was it that one, this one, or that one?
In this case, this was like super. It was awesome because there was the one cut bank. It was a big kind of like a bowl, and you can see it on the Onyx map. So we marked it. And we knew exactly which one it was, which made life so much easier. Because you say, you're sitting up there on the hill, and you're like, well, there's three draws, and then there's this big-ass yellow tree is where he's going to be close to. Well, you get down there, and you're crossing four or five draws.
Yep.
This draw goes the other way that you thought it did. Anyway, we walked the mile and a half, got, I don't know, when we first saw him down there, a little over 100 yards from him, came up with a plan to... So right below the cut bank is a big draw with a bunch of trees in it. So it gave us a lot of cover.
But there's also a lot of shit.
There's a lot of shit. The leaves are falling. So the leaves are crunchy, which is, you know, the wind died on us, which wasn't ideal.
We also had two deer that we didn't know where they were.
Yeah, and there was
one buck was on the cut bank, and there was two more deer that we seen with them when we seen the one buck bed down on the cut bank.
And if you've ever stalked deer, mule deer, it always seems to be some shitty little four-corn buck that fucks it up. Because you don't see
every
them.
Every time.
They put them in the real shitty spots to watch.
Yep. The guard dog.
Yeah, they're like the guard dog. Yeah. Like, you're going down first.
Go sit over there and
like, lay up on the hill and overwatch the whole valley. And then run out there first.
Yeah. So we almost got spooked by one of those shitty little forkies. We came down at the bottom of the draw below him.
Shitty little forky.
Shitty little forky.
I've never heard you call forky shitty. Usually you like
I forks. Like the big
Forkosaurus.
Hey, we have like that right. 2 to 5 listeners that are upset with you right now. 2 to 5.
That's pretty small. I'm cool with that. Why?
Why bucks? The mysterious why buck.
Mysterious why buck. They're shitty forkies.
That must be
shitty forkies.
That must be a
because they,
West thing.
No, why bucks is just my thing. I'm just saying it to be an asshole. I'm just kidding. There's probably a lot more that'll hate you anyway. So just push on.
I'm cool with haters. Now I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Okay, so we backed up after we got spotted. By the forky.
Thank you. You're getting too far.
You need another beer.
You're getting too far.
You need some aiming fluid.
We went down below him and thought we were going to come up below him in the trees and be able to get a shot from there. It'd have been like 50 yards. We decided. Well, we're going through the bottom of the draw, and shitty forky. We see the top of his antlers.
Shitty forky.
And he was alert. You could tell he was alert. And so we thought it was pretty fucked from there. But we still got to go around and find out whether he's still bedded up there. And that's the shitty thing is we didn't know he was there anymore at that point.
Yeah.
So you're still doing this real slow stalking, not knowing that you're stalking anything. You could be stalking dirt, you know.
And then the wind decided to just give up on us.
The wind went away. We went back around and came up. It's hard to explain because you can't see it. But we came up basically like even with them on the side hill.
Yep.
And crawled up, and we sat quite a bit waiting for a small gust of wind to come up because it was pretty loud.
You wanted it for the noise?
Yeah.
The wind for the noise.
The grass out there was tall. There was no cattle in there.
And everything's fucking dry.
Everything's dry. Everything was just noisy.
A shit ton of noise. Yeah. Yep.
And we eventually got up close enough to where you can peek up and look through the grass with your binos.
Yeah.
And there was a tree right in the middle of that bowl that pretty much made this happen because he was ended up being bedded in between us and the tree when we got 35, 40 yards, and
so you're in the wheelhouse.
We're in shooting range.
Yeah,
and we were right next to each other, but I couldn't get a shot because the tree. I could see him through the tree.
He had all the branches,
and he at this point is standing up, looking in our direction. So he heard something. Oh. He did not smell us.
But he's on the opposite side of the tree.
Yeah,
but there's a cut bank right below us, and then the cut bank circled around like a C. And he's on the opposite side, and there's a tree right in the middle. We're hidden by the top of the tree.
So do you think he was still like on alert from getting bumped before?
He was either on alert from seeing that small buck run away, or he never even saw it. We'd never decided what happened there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
I mean, he could even seen us or something, trying to pop up or something.
My theory is that he heard us because it was dead quiet when the wind went away.
Right, right.
So I ended up backing up. Austin stayed there to try and video it through the tree just to avoid fucking anything up. Because if you're a cameraman and you fuck it up, if you fuck it up and you're the cameraman, you feel like shit.
Yep. And you're fired.
Right.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Is that how it works at Buckstorm?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no, because all of us would be fired probably.
Yeah, we don't risk, like, we're here to hunt. If we get it on video.
Hunters first.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, the video's nice, but
yeah, have you ever tried to podcast and kill a buck at the same time? It's terrible.
Is it?
Never done that.
No. We should try that tomorrow. That'd be fun. Like, it would, walk around with a headset on, just talk to yourself.
Everyone's connected by wires.
See, it'd be cool, but there'd be so much dead air.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, all right, he's coming in.
45 minutes later.
All right, yeah, he's dead. You might as well just play the audio from a hunting show.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the conversations would be pretty fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially when you're sitting there glassing the stupid conversation.
There's some weird things. I mean, you get a little delirious. You get low on sleep and
you're tired.
It's just, some weird stuff gets said and new terms come about. Like, we've had coined so many new terms. Me and Jeremy started making rosters of bucks this weekend. It's like, you got your starters, you got your second strings, your third strings.
That's a good way to explain some stuff right there.
So you're just like, ah, that's a four stringer.
So basically, sorry, I'm kind of jumping back, but I do want to get to that because I think that's really funny. But yeah. Austin's trying not to get fired from Buckstorm, but I was going to say, you guys started with a staff of like 100 and it's down to 3. So right. Everybody just fucked up. You guys eliminated them.
Yep.
I'm the next in line out.
Yeah.
It's rough around here.
Yeah. So
Jeremy was. He kind of redeemed himself.
It's a tough crowd.
Tough crowd. Yeah. You guys are just trying to stay alive here because once you guys fuck, it's just going to end. Buckstorm's over. Yep. So you're trying not to mess this up and you're in the wheelhouse.
Yeah. And then so I went 10 yards to the left in that. I assumed at that point I'd be out of that tree.
So you stayed where you were at, Austin.
I stayed where I was at. I had to have, like, all I could see was grass and the top of the tree, so I had the camera up above my head. Still couldn't even really see what the hell I was doing. But it was somewhat on him.
It ended up, where I went, ended up being perfect. Because I crawled up, I had a, I don't know what the hell kind of bush it was, I can't remember. Anyway, it was perfect.
Yucca
there
plant.
Was a yucca plant in between me and the buck. Yucca bush. So I can crawl. And that'll cover, I'm not a big dude, it'll cover all of me. I can get right up to it. And I got right up to it, and you fucking distracted me.
Sorry, you need another beer.
I peeked over, and the buck's still standing there looking in the direction of where I just was, where Austin is.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And his head was covered by the tree still, but the rest of his body was wide open. Couldn't get a range through the yucca plant. There was no chance. Yeah. I was getting 5 yards.
I don't know what a yucca plant is, so I don't know how to.
We'll show you tomorrow.
Okay. It's like yucca bush. It's like the one that looks like a giant cactus, but it doesn't have like. It's got green
it's
little.
It's a pokey
like,
motherfucker.
Oh, I know what you're talking
is.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I couldn't get a range, and I'm like, I got to draw and shoot now because this buck has been on edge for plenty long.
The clock is running.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guessed him at between 30 and 40, and the cool thing it was is I drew. And popped up, and normally when that happens, they're either scooting or they're looking right at you. Well, he never even looked at me because the tree was blocking his eyesight.
Oh, nice.
So it was perfect. He had
no
idea.
The perfect situation then.
He did.
It was a scenario. It was perfect. This is where it gets real weird. I shoot him, hit him, just smoked him perfect, and he did the old heart kick, and he just did full sprint directly at us. And I'm sitting there thinking, do I tell like, does Austin know this is about to happen, or does he not see it? And he ends up going across the little bowl, comes up 4 feet from Austin.
Fucking Olympic jumps over me. Pretty
saw
much.
Austin, and then damn near jumped over him.
And Austin's like scrambling in the video.
It looked like he's fucking pole vaulted. Over top
literally,
of
when he hit that bank, he just freaking launched himself.
Yeah, I think he probably saw you at that point. Us
at that
moving,
point,
because we
did.
Were swinging with him. Like,
yeah, I was trying to freaking zoom out and swing with him, and I was all
if
over.
If anyone
the place.
Watches the video, I mean, Austin in his head is like,
I'm about to get run over. I'm
going
to get a hoof
deer.
To the face right now.
So he's like, he's moving around. He's like, do I jump out of the way? He's backpedaling, zooming out. And then when it comes into focus,
he's 4 feet.
He's 4 feet with an arrow sticking
which
right out of the pump
great, because
station.
Looking back at the video, you can see where I hit him, because he's 4 feet in front of you.
There
pause
was
the video,
no doubt.
And you can see it perfectly.
Because at this point, when you shot him, how far are you guys apart?
10 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Not far at all.
Did you know you pinwheeled
him? I just
him?
Couldn't. I couldn't get a good
kind of, because
him.
I, as soon as he took off, I could hear that I hit him. I didn't know exactly where I hit him. As soon as he took off, he ran behind the tree.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, I'm like, I knew he was coming at us, so it just went to shit. Like, it's one of those situations where you're about to see something really shitty happen. You kind of want to see it happen.
AKA
you just
Austin
don't say anything
but
about it.
Yeah, and you're like, do I say anything or not? Do I say anything or not? Like, because if I say anything, it might not happen.
Yeah, but what
something
the fuck
cool
are you
going
to say to have him get out of the way and point?
Let him know
seconds.
That he's coming at us. I don't know. It was quick.
Hey, you're about to get gored.
Look out!
You're Austin, about to get gored with a fucking hoof.
You're about to die.
It all worked out.
Austin, were you scared? Like, this buck's running right at you.
I don't know. I think when I stood up after, like, I finished, like, he went out of sight, like, I was shaking as much as Jeremy was. Like,
it just happened.
My thigh was just, like, thumping on the ground.
It just happened so fast that it, like, there was no time to process what the fuck just happened. And then he took off past Austin, and we lost him behind the corner. He ended up dying, like, 20 yards after we lost him, which is good because there wasn't much of a blood trail, which was weird.
Yeah, because it was like a heart shot.
Yeah, it hit him in the heart.
No exit wound.
Buried in the off shoulder.
Yeah, I think it must have hit him in the off shoulder, and the grass was red. Yeah, that didn't help. It was tall red grass.
Well, there was you probably blood. Weren't looking for blood that close because you kind of were pretty confident after rewatching the video still, that he was dead, right?
But my confidence started...
Even after we found the arrow, it was like, all right, where the
hell is
the blood?
Yeah, we found the arrow, and I'm like, this is cool. Like, we're going to get on blood now. And then... For a little while,
he ended up. He did kick the arrow out then, huh?
Yeah, and for a little while, I was like, "This is gonna." You go from real high to low. I'm like, "This is gonna turn into like a
search."
I got
to
pause you real quick. So, did you call me before or after you found the arrow?
Before, because we had to go back for our packs.
So we were still on cloud nine.
So they got service because they're up high where they're at. It's relatively high for the area, and he calls me, and I've been fighting a little chest cold. And
he's got the Rona, guys.
Oh, it's okay.
There's a chance. So if I sound like nasally, that's
there's
why.
There's a chance.
He's but, fucking hacking all morning.
Yeah.
Austin, you and I are cuddling nice.
Sucks. A year all over in
of course it happens during hunting trip. But the best thing ever is when you get a call and the first words you hear are, pinwheel, baby.
That's awesome.
And I'm like... Yes, and
you tried to be excited, but it was real shitty.
But I can't laugh because if I laughed, like now I'm doing a little better. But this morning, if I laughed, I coughed. Like,
yeah, but why is that going to kill my excitement?
It didn't.
Like, oh, cool. Thanks,
did it kill your buzz at all?
Yeah, it really did.
Oh, damn, that's sad.
No,
man.
It didn't. We're good.
But I wanted to hike in there and help you pack them out. But I was like, I got to take a nap. I do. I just got to take a nap.
It ended up being right around 2 miles pack out, which was...
Bro, I brought the fireball and the sandwiches.
You did bring the fireball, and he did not make the sandwich like we asked.
Hey, I did say, are they going to need help getting that out?
And we could have used it. Thanks, assholes.
Well,
what'd you tell him?
Travis was like, no, I think they're good.
It was 5 miles.
Travis was like, oh, no, they got it.
Well, for the record, I asked, you guys going to be able to handle it yourself? Jeremy hasn't recovered him yet, so he's on cloud nine, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're good. We're totally good.
We're
and
fucking
I'm like,
pumped.
Have
now.
You fucking seen
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a new pack. I want to get bloody. He's like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I was doing that because I was feeling bad for you.
But all jokes aside, I mean, it probably didn't really constitute someone hiking in 2.5 miles.
No, it wasn't bad. You know? He was a pretty big body.
Maybe
it,
meeting you a mile in.
It's one of those things that sucks while you do it, but when you're done, it's cool to think back on.
That's the greatest part of
secondhand fun.
Public land hunting. Like,
we did not take as good of a route out as we did in, though.
Agreed.
That always happens. Never fails.
But we survived it. We're out. It's all good. It was a good day.
And there's a buck. We got antelope in the freezer. We got a mule deer buck in the freezer.
Two critters in 2 days.
Yeah, it's
tonight for dinner, to top it off. Well, yesterday we had grouse, we had antelope, and we had, what was the third one?
Bear.
We had bear.
A bear, yep.
And in camp, we're living large in camp.
We are. We're eating good.
Yeah, we're eating real good. And tonight we had bighorn sheep brats.
Yeah, buddy.
With Mountain House mac and cheese.
And for anyone that wants to talk shit, try it first, because that was the greatest combo ever.
Well, yeah, and we're so white trash, we're putting the mac and cheese
on the bun.
And
then the brat on top, and then with a little ketchup on the top of that.
Right. And then we ran out of brats, and I just had two more buns with just the mac and cheese.
Yeah, I had one of them, and it was fucking fire.
I did too. Yep.
That's poor people food.
Carb load.
We're acting like we're acting like our listeners are going to judge us for doing that. When
why think, wouldn't they? Hey, macaroni and cheese on a hot dog.
You think
bun?
I count my carbs?
They'd be doing the same.
They'll be giving us tips on what to try next time.
Yeah, they're like, hey, dude, try this next time you eat Mountain House.
Chop some spam up and throw it in there with it.
Yeah. So, you ever had fried bologna? Yeah, dude.
You ever had ramen in a hot dog bun?
Oh, man.
Oatmeal cream pie and a hot dog bun. Best combination ever.
Oatmeal cream pies at midnight. That's what the Buckstorm crew does.
We had a lot of cream pies at midnight. Never an oatmeal one.
the beatus bites.
That's a Travis quote for anyone that's wondering.
Oh, my God. Hunting camp gets, like you said, you get like delirious a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like dumb shit is funny.
Yeah, but you laugh at everything. That's what makes it
fun. Dude,
when
we did our elk hunt a couple years ago, we were sitting... On top of this is a perfect example.
Butthole Mountain.
We named a mountain Butthole Mountain, because it just sucked to go up. And
oh, I thought it was maybe shaped like a butthole or something.
It could have been.
I don't think it was. I don't remember how it
I just thought about a mountain that might look like a butthole.
Volcano.
Like, what would that actually look like?
Well, we around here, we're like, where's that mountain that looks like a nipple? Because then we're nowhere close to camp.
Yeah, that's true, too.
The twin nipples are a little further west.
Yep. So. Yeah, twin nipples, and you get the single nipple.
Yep, exactly.
Lonely nipple. But we were on Butthole Mountain looking over a drainage, and we were just, I'm not going to say what we named the drainage, but.
I can only fucking imagine. Tell me off air.
Yeah, tell you off air. But just the shit. And we're just, like, laughing about dumb stuff, just sitting on there, like...
We're just laying there having lunch and just
That's
laughing.
That's how deer camp is, man. It's the fucking camaraderie.
If you can't laugh and, like, about stupid things, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Or just don't come to our hunting camp.
Yeah.
Like, you are just going to judge us, and we don't really want that. Like, we don't want your high-classness looking down on what we're
and that's
do,
the thing, like, when I first got to camp and we met these guys, right away we're giving each other shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was instant.
Like... Right off the bat, we're giving each other shit like we've known each other for fucking 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's shit I want to talk about that I'm just not gonna. For like jokes we make that just, they just don't leave camp.
Maybe maybe if we finish the beers on the table, we can do a third shift podcast.
Cancel culture's a real thing, even in the hunting game now.
But there's like joking, and then there's like, we're doing this, and... You know, like, it's not like we're joking while we're hunting and we're not taking it serious.
Right,
like,
right.
When you get in the moment, it's like game time.
It's kind of like the in-between times that we're doing all this, because, I mean,
it's a mental game.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
you almost need, like, for how serious we are at our hunting, you need that, like, silly mental break in between it.
Yep.
So you can kind of, like, hit the switch, and then you're back on your next mode.
If you're serious the whole time, it's just...
It's exhausting.
It is. Yeah. And,
you know, and you got to have fun.
It's already exhausting. Why make it more exhausting?
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, take vacation from work, and guys at work are like, have fun on vacation. And I'm like, I probably work harder on hunts than I do actual work.
Right? Oh, yeah. The guys at work told me that, too. Like, oh, have fun on vacation. I'm like, it's not really vacation because I'm still getting up at the same time, and I'm working twice as hard as I actually do at work.
Right.
Running all day, no stopping.
Yeah. Work's like, work. Yeah. Hunting's different. Like, you have a, like, solo mission to accomplish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different mission, but it's like...
Your brain is, like, turned on different levels than what it normally is. Like,
totally.
Like, your concentration part of whatever operates in your head on that's exhausting. If, like, what you guys said in your guys' sheep video, just glassing and looking for an animal for 6 hours is... Doing it for an hour hard looking is mentally exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you feel it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it in my head right now from just looking through glass.
Yep.
Well, and that's the thing. I have a treadmill at home, but I ain't walking 10 feet on that motherfucker. But I get here, and I'll walk 6 miles a day, you know?
Yeah, right.
Shit, Eric didn't even bring his pack this morning, and we did, like, 4.5 miles.
Yep.
I had the conversation with my dad. He, like, drinks water and snacks and shit when he... hunts, and I don't do...
I forget to drink water.
I don't eat, and I don't drink water when I hunt because I don't have to piss or, like, shit my pants every time
I drink and
around.
Eat Big Macs when I'm in the stand.
Now, but don't get me wrong, though. If, like, I'm going in Colorado, like, I had my water bladder full. Like, shit like that. Like, stuff that's actually going to kill me.
And Beatus Bites.
Beatus Bites. You got to have your Sour Patch Kids, your snacks.
Your Beatus Bites.
Yeah. What's your go-to Beatus Bites?
Oh, fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks, the fruit pro snacks. Tip.
Yep.
What would be, like, number two?
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While hunting.
While hunting.
Yeah. While hunting.
Yep.
But just on the normal basis, just fruit snacks.
Yep,
fruit
if you
snacks.
Get the chance to hunt with a guy with diabetes, just do it because they got the snacks.
Yeah, they carry the weight for the whole freaking team.
But don't eat all their snacks or you could potentially go to jail for murder.
So after
involuntary manslaughter.
For manslaughter because you ate all the snacks?
Yeah.
Austin came in clutch. He had a peanut butter and jelly he shared with me.
Yep.
3 days.
And then after that, he had water.
Did he angle cut it and cut the crust off for you, too?
He did.
Write you a love note so he could read it.
Have a good day, honey.
Oh, my God. So stupid.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's awesome.
We're dumb.
Bush lattes are flowing.
This is the second day that we've all been in camp. So this is that's an hour-long podcast of stories already on day two.
Yep.
I feel like we've been here for a week already, though.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it
the best kind of hunt, though, when it feels that way. That's how right. we said about our sheep hunt. Like, it was like two, three days for most of them.
You're kind of cool with like closing the book on that hunt when it's like yeah. that because you put your work in.
Yeah, you put your work in. It happened how you would draw it up if you like could, you know, if
maybe
you, in your head. But well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm fucking around. But yeah, absolutely. Well, boys, let's Papa Dave and Eric got to get a goat. And yep. Austin, you got a muley tag or a deer tag?
I got a deer tag.
And yep. what are you doing now until you leave?
I got a deer tag. I got an antelope tag. Jeremy still has an antelope tag. I think tomorrow we're going to go hit a new area and kind of scout it for goats and deer hunt. Yep. And then you guys are going to hop in the ground blind. Should be good. I mean,
I'm kind of excited for the morning because I think Papa Dave and Eric are going to sit in the blind and I'm going to sit like 100 yards behind
technically
them.
Technically, everyone saw his tags besides Kirk.
Yep.
Yeah. There's still a lot of time.
Damn it, Eric. I'm the mule. Hey.
You're the mule.
It's good to have a mule, though.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to have fun doing it. I'm kind of relaxed now. Yeah, I wasn't at first. It took me a minute to be like, hey, dude, this is probably a good thing. Like,
yep.
So I'm going to sit back in the corn, and I'm going to glass through the corn and watch the blind, and I'm going to film from, like, third person.
Yeah.
Well, we got to find a chalkboard before the morning, remember?
To signal, because we have no cell service.
He's got to write on the chalkboard and then hold up the sign so we know yes. if the buck's coming
See
or not.
See anything and hold up the sign.
Hey, I got to poop. Be right back. BRB.
Got any TP?
Any TP?
Yeah, I'm just like holding the sign up, erasing it, writing new shit.
Now you can put the time and effort into helping them and not worry about what you got going on. So, I mean, it ended up working out.
It worked out great, actually.
So. Everything's meant to be at the end of the day. It's like,
oh, yeah.
You'll look back, you'll be like, I always think about that. It's like, if this wouldn't have happened, this wouldn't have happened. You know, or if this did happen, this wouldn't have happened.
I'm not bummed about it anymore.
So, and it was fucking crazy.
I was only... It was
and tasty. And really, really
tasty. It was tasty.
I was truly... I am beating myself up over it pretty bad, but I'm like... I'm also, like, cool with it.
Yeah, but if you weren't, then it'd be weird, so.
That's so
true. Yeah, if you were, like, fist pumping and stuff, like, when it happened, and you're like, yes!
Fucking rolled him.
Right, then it'd be a little weird.
Be like, I didn't even think about that till now, and that would be fucking weird. Yes, yeah. You're right. That'd be fucking weird.
I didn't either, because it'd be like, I don't know. He's kind
be
of
like, all right,
delusional.
Yeah, the non-resident goat season got canceled next year.
Yeah, you fellas aren't coming back. They canceled it.
Right, it's like... I'm just glad the look on your face, Jeremy, when it happened, you looked at you like, what the fuck?
What the fuck
I wouldn't have known what to say. I would have been like, set your
boat
out.
That's exactly what I did. I didn't say anything.
Dude, I wouldn't have known.
For what
I
was the just fuck?
Fucking bizarre.
Yeah. It was the weirdest shit of all time.
Kurt, I think Kurt just walks up. The first thing he says is like, you're not going to believe what just fucking happened.
No.
I'm like, oh boy, what's going to come out of his mouth next?
Yeah, I don't know what this episode is going to be titled, but... Something along the lines of, if I told you this at a bar, you'd tell me to go fuck myself.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, and be sure to check out the video, because however we put the video together, it'll kind of tie into everything we just talked about today. Mm-hmm. It'll kind of go together well. There might be a couple videos for today.
Oh, yeah. But we got a lot of footage. I filmed a lot this morning, too. Yep. So however you guys chop it up, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
But cool. That's it. Day 2. 2020 antelope / mule deer camp podcast /
5 days left
meat seeking arrow / $1 billion arrow
/ kill camp
/ kill camp. All right, you know what to do. Go shoot your bow. More accurately, I was going to make a joke. Go shoot your bow.
Better.
So wait, we're making jokes now. Are we good with the joke?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to make a joke of myself, but I can't. I didn't do it.
I think Jeremy's got one stored away in his pocket. I don't in his got back one. Pocket. I think he's got one.
Go shoot your bow at a non-moving target.
It wasn't moving. It wasn't when I moving. Shot at it. It's
go shoot your bow. You might hit something.
Guess what? Just go shoot your bow. How about that?
Just go shoot your bow.
Spray and pray. Go shoot your bow. We
Flock
love
shoot.
You.
Flock
well,
shoot.
We hope you enjoyed that podcast. What a wild ride. Am I right?
Saddle on it. It's so wild.
I am so wild. What did Coulter Wall say? If you don't buck you off, you've learned to ride. So
right.
If you made it through that podcast, you've learned to ride. We want to do something real quick, something we don't normally do. But we have a Patreon account where we have a $1, $5, $10 membership. And we wanted to say a quick thank you and embarrass ourselves by butchering all of these loyal listeners' names.
It's going to go great.
So
First, I had a comment here quick on the top of my list that I wanted to read, and then we'll get to the Patreon ones. This is kind of a thank you. Shut it off, move to the next one if you don't care, but if you'd like to listen, do it. This is written in by Dustin Bullock. Not really a question, but love what you guys are doing and stand for. Maybe just a shout out on the podcast from a fellow working bow hunter and bush latte lover. IBEW local 910 electrician, Northern New York, Dustin Bullock. Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
That wage brain, you know.
My guy, Dustin.
Wage brain. And then, so our $10 Patreon subscribers, I'm going to go down the list and just say a huge, huge thank you. Hopefully I can see this. I'm having a hard time. Come on. This is failing already. Jennifer McIntosh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy. That's all he has.
Andy. Well, thanks, Andy.
My main man, Andy.
Andy, what up? Drake Sprinkman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Caleb Essenball. I hope that's a really hard last name.
The best thing about this is you try to say people's last names, I think.
I'm terrible with it.
It's awesome.
I don't even really give an effort.
There goes our $10 a month.
But yeah. They're just like, dude, nah. You got to put more effort into it.
Right.
Enunciate.
Enunciate. Yeah, clap it out, bro.
Yeah. Tony Smith, Justin Kenyon, thanks, Carvin Tony. Wilson, thank Louis you. Moeller, Gage Chestnut, Nick Jansen, Hunter Sykes.
Yo, these are all way too easy for you.
I know. These are getting easy. Rolly 920, what up? Sean Polk, Drake Morin, Kevin, whoa, that's an awesome last name. Sikorsky. That's a cool last name.
That's a badass
name. Thank you for the support, sir. Corey Smith, Joseph Davis, Josh Thompson, Judd McCollum, Gene Miller, and our listener from Switzerland, Jacek Maga, I don't know. That's holy an awesome. Smokes. That's a sweet spelling. Magadizio.
Magadizio.
Yeah, we're rolling with that. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your support. I hope I didn't miss anyone. If we did, it hasn't popped up yet, or you subscribed after we recorded this. So we just want to take
go
a minute
and subscribe if you do hear this.
Yeah, we appreciate the extra support. We're going to be, as time goes on, we have big plans for 21. And we're going to get more inclusive with our Patreon subscribers and reaching out to them for a lot more. Time is our biggest challenge right now, but we're working on changing it. So we got a lot more free time to tackle more things that we want to do, more guests, more podcasts, more stuff, more merch, more everything.
More everything.
So we appreciate your support and helping us get there.
Guns hot.
Anyway, officially, go shoot your bow. Good luck out there. Send in your photos with you working class and some critters. We will post them up and put you in the drawing.
Hell
yeah. Love you. Go shoot your bow.